Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Susie Jones, Lynn Cutler, and Ethan Vance with Union Street Players join us on today's program to talk about their virtual summer drama camp being held the week of August 3rd through the 7th. Susie, I'll start with you. You and Lynn kind of combined to make the announcement not too long ago that you're transitioning this very popular camp to an online format due to COVID-19. How have you, as a drama teacher for so many years, tried to adjust to this new normal where you can't get together when acting is such a big part of that, and try to put this camp together?
Well, we're excited that Union Street Players supported a virtual drama camp this year. We are trying to put some of our favorite aspects of drama camp into an online format. So mime and auditioning skills and improv skills. So we've loaded up some video for each day of drama camp. And we really hope that kids can do some recording and sharing of their own videos back with us. But frankly, even if they don't share with us what they are creating at home, I think it's an awesome opportunity to explore something new. Kids have been at home for so long, and playing theater games and creating mini theatrical productions might just be an awesome thing to do if you've run out of other stuff to do this summer.
Well, Lynn, you're a longtime member of USP. You've had family members involved in the high school plays and all those other kinds of things. From your perspective and from Union Street Players' perspective, how important was it still to have an offering in this way, and an offering that is going to actually be more widely available than it would be otherwise?
Yeah, we love the way that drama camp helps kids have the confidence to come and audition for our shows. We USP people are missing each other so much, and we are missing the stage and acting together a lot. And so we have a feeling some of our favorite kids are missing that as well. The neat thing about an online drama camp is instead of, 60 elementary kids and 60 middle school kids, we can offer this to admit as many kids as want to come and check out the videos. And there's no cost this year for that. And that is fantastic. Union Street Players really wants to provide our opportunities for art to the community. And so this is just, we couldn't see not having anything for drama camp. That felt so wrong. So we brainstormed, and Susie and I came up with this possible idea, and it was fully supported. And you'll see some other USP faces taking part in different activities in the videos.
Well, and Ethan, your involvement has been as a counselor, as I understand now, for many years, ever since you were in high school and I was talking to you about speech and improv and so on, and you're remaining involved even into college. And as I understand, you've got a pretty big role in a pretty big video as you're trying to help some of these younger kids bridge that gap. What you normally would maybe show them in person, you're trying to convey over video.
Yes. So what the main focus of drama camp is, the students come in and they get to make their own plays and perform them for their parents. And we still want them to be able to be at home and perform their own plays at home. So I am putting together a video which is walking everybody through how to actually pick your characters, write out a story, picking your costume, your prop. But then also noting that at drama camp, we write all the dialogue, how to do stage directions, and how to highlight all of that. And that can be hard to do when you're not in person with the students. So hopefully the videos I'm making, the students can do that at home with their families and make it a family project.
As somebody who's recently, still in the schools and involved, what are you hoping through at least this virtual camp to pass on to some of these younger kids as they move on through theater, even in uncertain times, knowing that you had a lot of joy, I'm guessing, from performing on stage? What are you hoping the kids get the most from this experience?
What I hope that the kids get from this experience is that they can find ways to be creative and have a creative outlet that doesn't necessarily have to be a physical stage. This is stuff they can just be at home and do with their family. That can also be a very nice, enriching experience for them. And also, I think it's really good for students who might have stage fright, who don't like public speaking, but do like fine arts and all that kind of stuff. And they can do it at home and still be part of a community without actually having to be in front of so many people that might be frightening for them.
Yeah.
Well, and then the camp coming up, Susie or Lynn, whoever wants to take it, kind of remind our listeners when the virtual videos will be released and when these kids can have this theater experience.
The camp was scheduled August 3 to 7. And then, so what we're going to do is there will be a video released each day, Monday through Friday. I really want parents to know that, like, even if there's activities in it, we tried to keep them simple, very doable with a small group. And we're not going to give you an opportunity to do something that requires a bunch of art supplies and trips to Walmart. This is just some, we're teaching you some, maybe some new drama games or skills that you can try at home. Obviously, they don't have to do any of it. And if you miss a day, you're not going to be able to, you're not going to miss something that you can't catch up with. The nice thing is these will be available anytime. So if you miss it, you can just go find it from another day. We are planning to post them on the Union Street Players Facebook page. So if you haven't liked Union Street Players on Facebook, this would be a good time to do that. And then we will also be posting them, the links to them, on the Union Street Players website. So each day there will be a post on both of those places. We're hoping to get interaction from people by them just posting on the comments in Facebook, posting their videos on the same post, or tagging Union Street Players on Facebook, and we can see what they do and if they want to. And that, again, is so not required. You can just have fun at home, or you can show it and share it with us.
I just wanted to say quickly that if we're making one video a day for K through 8, and so if something doesn't work for your child's age group, or if you're a kid on there, you know, flipping through things, if there's something that seems too young or too old, then just move on to the next part of it. So super flexible. We know it's kind of one size fits all, but if there's something that's not working for that age group, go to the next thing.
I also wanted to add that we do have t-shirts available for sale this year. They're going to be the normal drama camp t-shirts that we do every year, only the theater masks have COVID-19 masks on them. And so you can find the link for that on Facebook or the website again, and you just order from Raymakers, and we'll have a pickup day, I believe August 8th, that Saturday after camp at the community center where you can get them. Or if you need to make another arrangement, you can contact Susie or I, and we'll get them to you somehow.
Once again, the Union Street Players are hosting a virtual drama camp on the week of August 3rd through the 7th. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.